I'm a magician. I've been a magician for about 40 years. I'm also a Christian. I'm a member of the Magic Circle and Equity, but I'm also a member of the Fellowship of Christian Magicians, which is an international group. It started in America, but now we've got divisions all over the world. And in England, it's the Fellowship of Christian Magicians UK, and we must have about 160 members at least. Speaking for myself, I go around churches and women's fellowships and things like this, and I illustrate gospel messages with simple tricks and illusions. I don't try and copy what Jesus did, because only Jesus did miracles. I only do simple tricks and illusions. It's only God that does miracles.
How would you describe the difference between miracles and illusions?
What we do as magicians, we use clever mechanical devices, especially made props, optical illusions, little known scientific principles, subtleties such as ways people choose things. Some of these magicians do what's called mental magic, so that they use psychological principles to get the effect. So nothing we do is a cult in any way.
So you are deliberately deceiving for entertainment.
I am.
Whereas the miracles that Jesus performed,
they're impossible to duplicate what Jesus did. When he turned water into wine, some people say it wasn't wine, it was grape juice, but if you read in the Bible, it says it was the best wine that people had ever tasted. And he didn't just produce a few bottles, he produced hundreds of gallons of it. So he's shown his generosity with what he did. When he fed the 5,000, it wasn't just five loaves and two small fishes. He produced enough to fill up baskets full of the scraps that were left over.
So walking on water is not an illusion, it's a miracle.
That was a miracle. Well, you see these guys doing the tricks on television, that takes lots of time to set those illusions up. It's not a miracle, that's just a simple trick. People think that magic is just for children, like with the puppets. They think, you go to churches, you say, well, I do magic, I do puppets, and they put you in a group, this is for children. But it's not, it's for the whole family. Everybody can understand it.
What do people get from it, do you think? Certainly when you're talking about Christianity.
Hopefully they will get the message. It's the message that's the important thing. The magic is just a key to hold it on, a hook to drag them in, to get their attention. I'll give you an example. My wife and I went to a local school. She preached a message and I did a simple trick. I made open the Bible and the Bible burst into flames, and I said, what a fantastic book it is, that's full of these hot stories. And I missed the point there, because at the end when she said, have you got any questions, they said, how did he do that? You've got to be very careful. So we look very carefully now. Is this going to detract from the message? Because it's the word that's the important part.
So where generally do you practice your magic, show your magic?
I do secular magic as well, so I do children's parties, weddings, things. I haven't done a funeral yet, I've done a bar mitzvah.
You've bought your box of tricks.
I bought a box.
I'm thrilled at.
I thought I'd show you a few.
This is radio.
Difficult, so on the radio, yeah, so you can explain.
We'll create theatre of the mind. Theatre of the mind. Yeah. Okay. So
a friend of mine made this illusion. It's he talks about bank cards, and he talks about bank cards, and all the banks are having gold cards. But it's a bit like religion. Most of the religions, they're the same.
And these cards are just gold cards which have the word same written on them.
Same.
Okay, there's same. Three of them.
And, you know, they're all the same. But Christianity is a bit different, because Christianity is like the gold standard.
And you've turned them over and there's just blank gold on the other side.
They're just gold cards. But Christianity is different.
And you've just turned it over and it says different.
And
that's very clever. And, they all say different.
It's different, but yeah, Christianity...
How is that possible? It says same again.
It's not like the other religions, which are all the same. It's different, but Christianity has got this fantastic thing, because with Christianity you get this wonderful surprise, because all the other religions, the people that started them, they're all dead. But the wonderful surprise is that Jesus is alive and he's come back.
And now you've turned it over again and it says surprise.
And we just got four cards.
I am in awe. But people do want to know how it's done, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. We've got magic clubs, which most of us belong to. I mean, the Fellowship of Christian Magicians is a magic club for Christian magicians and Christian entertainers. Mm. There's a local club in Dunstable is a magic club. A couple of the members there are Christians. And we share ideas amongst ourselves. That's okay to speak to other magicians and share ideas. But it's a good training ground for youngsters, especially because it gives them a bit more confidence. One of our members has got Asperger's disease or syndrome, whatever it's called. Mm. And he uses the magic as a way of projecting himself. And some of the things he comes out with are incredible. The tricks he's shown me are like, ooh, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Why do you do this? What is it about magic that got you?
One of my uncles was a member of the magic circle, and when he died, I asked my aunt if I could have some of his tricks, so she gave me a few, and she gave me a brief instruction on how they worked. But I never actually started seriously until I was about 18. Mm. And then when I was about 22, I suppose, I burnt everything I'd got. All my magic books, all my props. Because one of the ladies at the church I was going to at the time, she said, "Mr. Gardner, you're a very wicked man doing the magic." And I believed her. So she said, "It says in the Bible, you know, magic's wrong." So I destroyed everything. But then later, in later years, somebody said to me, "Do you realise what a powerful tool the magic and illusion is if you use it correctly?" Now, what we do as Christian magicians is not actually magic. It's got the wrong name. It should be called optical illusions. Or,
yeah. It's entertainment. It's ultimately just entertainment. It's a way of telling stories.
Yeah. I say we deceive people, but we tell them we're going to deceive people. But what a lot of people don't seem to realise is there are people out there that are deceiving them and they're not telling them. I mean, there's old Nick, you know, he deceives people every day. And they lap it up. It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. This is a nice little close-up item. But I also do, I've got a larger version, which I use on stage.
So you've got a little black box.
Got a little black box here. Have you ever seen something that's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside?
The TARDIS.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
I'm married to a very big Doctor Who fan.
Doctor Who's TARDIS. What does TARDIS stand for?
Time and relative dimension in space.
Misspent you.
I know.
Now, the TARDIS is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, but I've actually got something here that's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. Now, it's not this black box that's bigger, it's what I've got on the inside.
Okay.
Because inside this little black box, I've got a little red box.
Oh, yes.
If I take the little red box out, I'll open the little red box, and inside it, oh, look, I've got some Christmas tree days.
Lovely.
I'll just put those down there for the
okay.
moment. Now, I said the red box is bigger on the inside than it was on the outside, didn't I? Because
yes.
What I can do, I can put the lid on the little black box, and I can put the little black box inside the little red box like this. I can put the little red box lid on.
Oh, yes.
Which shows that the red box is bigger on the inside than it was on the outside.
Yes.
Now, do you know, 2,000 years ago in a small place called Bethlehem, for a brief moment in history, there was actually something that was bigger on the inside than it was on the outside. Because for a brief moment in history, a tiny stable in that village of Bethlehem contained something that was bigger than the whole universe, and that was Jesus, who's my friend. Now, whenever I see these Christmas tree beads, it always reminds me of the Christmas story. You remember Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem, and Mary was heavily pregnant with the baby Jesus, so she probably didn't walk away. So she possibly might have ridden on a donkey. We don't know if she did, but it would be nice to think she did. And with these Christmas tree beads, I can actually make these into a little donkey. Now, I'm probably one of the only people in England that actually makes these, and I actually train them to do tricks. I do. I spend up late hours at night sitting up watching the television, training these little donkeys how to do tricks.
Peter's currently twisting the beads.
Now, you're not going to believe this. When I take my hand away, when you see the little donkey, I guarantee when you see the little donkey on my hand, you'll go, you ready?
Yeah. Oh, you have made a little donkey out of silver beads.
He actually does tricks. Watch, stay. Play dead. How about that?
He just fell over. No. That's genius. That is David Copperfield, eat your heart out.
You can either put him on your dressing table as a little ornament, or if you want to, you can put a safety pin between his front legs and his back legs, and you can wear him as a little brooch.
That's really cool.
So it's a little present there for you.
Oh, thank you.
Every year we have a convention. This year it's going to be at Highley Conference Centre in Hoddesdon, and we stay there for 5 days, and we have all our meals together, luxury accommodation, en suite rooms, all the lectures, evening shows, gala dinner. So if anybody would like to come along, they can have a look at our website, which is www.fcmuk.org.